Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
As you're cleaning up your camp on the 10th day, it's a slow process, Hotlongs. As everyone is, one of the last things that you do is have like a breakfast, just a quick meal before everyone's about to hop up and go. Mm-hmm. You look down at your rations this morning and you think to yourself, I'm not hungry.
Not for me.
Does that cause immediate alarm bells for anybody else?
Probably, yeah.
You got to chew something, but you're like, it's got the yuck now. So I was like,
You could not imagine ever being hungry. You don't feel full. You just don't feel hungry.
Beepot is going to slap one of their hands against Hotlong's forehead like you would like checking a fever.
All right. So you know how you're cold-blooded creatures?
Yeah.
He has quite the fever.
Holy shit. You're not feeling well, right?
I'll call this a medicine check.
Okay.
If you're making, get a good boy card.
I get a good boy card. They're so far away, Adam. My God. Fuck. Oh, Adam.
What'd you get?
Polyglot.
Oh, well, you immediately learn another language.
Can I learn the dwarf language, please?
Sure. Add glacial dwarf to your languages.
Cool. Hell yeah. I touch Hotlongs and I learn a new language.
Don't think about it. It's the trick. Don't think about it.
Blabbing like the glacial dwarf, sort of like Rosetta Stone-esque. Yeah. Just start saying that.
You do well on the medicine check, obviously. You can see that it happened so gradually that you didn't even notice. But Hotlongs has little black spots all over his face.
Oh, fucking hell, Hotlongs. Yucky.
What?
You've got...
What?
You're a little fucked up, buddy.
You've got the black spot.
You've got the black spot.
Why? I didn't eat grass. I point at everything that's dead. I didn't eat it. You said not to eat it. I didn't eat it.
You did. No, you were very good, Hotlongs, but maybe some of the...
I'm a good boy.
You are a very good boy, Hotlongs. But maybe, I don't know, something happened or maybe something bit you or maybe, I don't know.
Am I hot? Like as in just like...
You don't feel it. You don't feel it, but you are hot to the touch, yeah.
Okay. As in like, would I want to start taking off, you know, the
paradoxical undressing has not hit yet.
Okay,
no.
That's good to say. All right.
Okay, so...
Can I check teapot?
Sure, yeah. What's your medicine? So you rolled an 8, which were medicine plus 3. So you got 11 total if you want to spend anything on that.
No.
Okay. Well, Teapot seems fine. Teapot seems unaffected.
Understanding what's happening, I put my back of my palm to Marvin's head.
Okay. Well, I don't think we can call that a medicine check.
It's just touching.
Yeah,
just,
that doesn't feel like you're really doing a medicine check, unfortunately.
It's a reverse medicine check, because I don't know if you, how hot you are.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Wow. You are very warm.
Teapot does not have any healing spells. Teapot is sort
fine.
Of a manipulation and fuck-up kind of bard.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Rest. Mangle, how are you feeling?
Mangle does a self-diagnosis. I feel fine. I don't feel out of the ordinary in any way. Certainly, I don't feel like I'm. I mean, obviously, maybe you, the three of you, would be a better judge than I. But I don't feel like I'm acting unusually.
Can I start doing? Can I give myself a pat down? Can I give myself a medicine check?
Sure, I guess. You start removing layers. Not. For paradoxical, you're just checking yourself. You can now see, you're like, oh, I see the little black spots.
Oh, okay.
They're all over you.
Okay.
Maybe as well, you press in on your side and you're immediately, you feel pain. Your liver feels inflamed.
Okay. I don't have a dagger on me, do I?
No, please, we are not stabbing.
Oh, boy.
We are not stabbing.
Okay. You have a long sword.
Yeah, I want to like a little sister start cutting them off, but no, I got nothing to
with. No.
Can I grab a little bolt?
Okay, and what are you
just
doing?
Just like one of the spots, just sort of start.
Okay, I'm going to get one of you to stop him before he keeps doing that.
I would like to, if I cannot physically restrain him, I will hold person him.
Kunk, kunk.
Between Mangle and, between Mangle and Teapot, you are restrained.
Oh,
sorry, buddy, but I don't. We don't know how this spreads, or because maybe if you start bleeding, it will impact other people as well.
Okay,
that's something I don't know, but like
today, as you travel, Mangle gives you a crash course in germ theory.
Okay,
well, miasma theory.
So no scratchings, doing that.
No scratchy, no bitey. Okay.
But until we know, do you mind if we like swaddle you a little bit?
Okay. I feel like you just would do that because I'm going to not stop itching.
Right.
Is it itchy?
It's not itchy. No, you don't feel it at all. You just can see it.
I just want to take them off. So yeah, you might want to swaddle.
But also feeling like normal hot longs would be so down to fucking clown to be swaddled.
Sure, yeah.
So Teapot is going to, with Mangle's assistance perhaps, does swaddle you like a little baby.
Okay.
And then put you in the little wrap so that you are not able to move.
All right. While the two of you are doing that, in the light of day, Marvin, you are the only one who is not dealing with hot longs right now. So you look out, the sun rises, and you get that clear view of the flat terrain all around you, and your heart stops. So the puddles are here. Oh. The puddles have always been here since I started describing them being all over the terrain. You've just not stopped seeing those little puddles all around. But now you realize they're not little puddles. They are the impressions made by simply enormous feet.
That's an unfortunate realization.
Does that mean we see the feet?
You now see, those little puddles have been made by some giant creature walking around.
Such as a giant.
Yeah. Mm.
The giant rises up from underneath and walks the land, spreading its corruption around. I start saying out loud.
Hot longs.
That's really alarming to hear while we are wrapping up hot longs. Thank you, Marvin.
Oh, sorry. I was working on some lyrics and some such, and I just noticed something. I think those puddles are footprints. And given what we saw on that tapestry scroll kind of thing, giants rising up.
Oh, I fucking hate that. Thank you for sharing, Marvin.
Can't really gesture because I'm swaddling, but giants rise up. Water, air, blood of giant. Blood of giant bad.
flood of giants flood of bad giants seeping bad into the earth okay, and corruption.
Okay, super fucked up.
What was this mean me become giant?
Maybe, says Bangle.
Probably means you turn into like,
oh
yeah,
dead wolf.
Dead wolf, little bitch.
Little.
Oh.
But that's okay. We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out, Hotlong. Don't worry. I will pat Hotlong on their little snout.
Hotlong want to be biggest bitch.
we won't let you die, little dreams, friend. John Ton, Mangle John says. Ton. John Ton.
John Ton.
John Ton. John Ton. Yes.
John
Ton. So was the plan Ton to push on John into Ton this?
John Ton.
Yes. John Ton.
Oh. Do you tell us that you know Dwarven?
Oh,
whatever?
Yes, now I have Dwarvish. Can I remember all the fucked all the stuff? Was, the Adam is like, God damn it.
There was Guntar Hilligan.
It was so long ago. It was like a week ago at this point.
It was exactly. Hold on. We're on the 10th day.
Guntar Hilligan.
It was on the it not was like on the 4th day that we had this.
Well, you understand, Hilligan doesn't just mean dead giant. It doesn't just mean dead giant. It means cursed death.
Okay, Hilligan.
It's a, contextually, in proper context, what it's describing one of the, it's actually describing something that you literally just figured out. It's describing the giant you are currently talking about.
Okay.
You know, all right, I'll give you this much. You know that Hilligan is singular.
Okay.
There's a different word for multiple. There is one Hilligan.
Okay. It's like hearing the chant of John Ton, John Ton. It's just like hitting the butt's head, kind of like understanding.
Wait a minute.
I know what that means.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I know what that means. If I know what that means.
Yeah. Okay. So I will explain to them now that I have had a big brain moment and suddenly learned in a very obscure language from slapping my hand on Hotlong's forehead.
Don't think about it. That's what you got to do.
Hilligan means that there is a cursed death, a zombie giant, but good news of that is that there's only one cursed death zombie giant that we have to worry about.
Okay.
The footprints. Which direction do they go?
They meander around the place. It's hard to say because they go in all sorts of directions. It looks like this giant wandered for some time.
If we were to extrapolate the size of the said giant based on its feet.
Teapot is a tiny fucking creature. It does not matter how big it is. It is big.
It's better to know if it's like 10 feet or 50.
But big is big.
Big is big.
Yes.
Big is big.
Kobolds, no. Big is big. Big is big.
I'm also small.
Get stepped on by 10-foot men. Get stepped on by 50-foot men. Yeah. Get stepped on.
He's like dragon big. That's really it. Yeah. So like dragon big,
dragon
human big.
Dragon big.
All big.
All big. Still big get stepped on.
I can't argue that point.
Yeah. You have, like, spikies that make a deterrent to step on you. We do not have spikies
you
to step on.
You gotta be quick.
Yes. I mean, you can step on me. I'd still die. I would just leave a little bit of spite in their foot.
I nod like that's a good thing. Like, yes. Yeah. Yes.
We like spite.
Yeah, post-death retaliation.
Yes. Yes. Big thing. Die from infection.
You would.
Splinter.
You would guesstimate that it's maybe huge sized.
Fantastic. That's
what does that mean?
10 to 20 feet, right?
15? I think, 10 to 20 feet tall.
All righty. So about the size of a dragon?
Yeah. Or like a giant.
Or like a giant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's between 15 and 32 feet.
No, I was a little off.
And with a giant, you're probably going to edge onto the higher end of that one, yeah.
It's just, okay.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
There are some weapons that if you're standing at its feet, you would have disadvantage to hit its head.
Funny. That would be versing our apartment building.
That's like super fucked up. But, you know, again, in Teapot's mind, big is big. Frankly, this is not great, period. But at least we have a little bit more information, keeping our eyes on the skies for at least, in Teapot's opinion also, big is big and is hard to hide. So it's not like we have sneaky giant walking mountain. We potentially just have very obvious walking mountain, and that's very easy to, you know, avoid. Teapot is really hoping to get to clients so that they can answer questions, now hoping that they are not chicken poxed like hot longs in cursed shit.
Who is our client?
You know only what was in the letter.
Like, sorry, the letter was given to us through our, like,
it was sent. Yeah, it was sent by, well, I guess you don't know how it got sent to the guild, no. You don't know that.
Not for
you just know it was received at the, there's, Oakheart has a local, like, representative of the Greyheart, the Greyhill Free Company, and they got the letter, passed it on to you three.
I see.
Well, can I sniff the air and see if the giant's near? And I guess if not, we can
press on.
Keep going to the team.
These footprints look pretty old. You don't think it's been here in a while.
Okie dokie.
To temple.
Yeah, do we see the temple at all?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, okay. Yeah.
While you're looking at the footprints, Hot Lungs, I would say you also know that you also see that, as Mangle was saying, it looks like many different people have taken the same path that you're currently taking.
Okay, lots of people.
Yeah.
So let's avoid all of the puddles of black potential Zambino giant blood.
All right. You're traveling, and at around midday, the temple appears on the horizon, and you get closer and closer and closer. It is in the flat expanse. You can see there is a thick grove of aspen and weeping cherry trees surrounding the temple. The trees, they look, just like everything else here, they look quite diseased. There is an obvious corruption that is spread throughout this grove, though there is.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Still a air of beauty to it. It looks like the grove has not been completely corrupted yet. None of the trees are untouched, but it looks like they've resisted the corruption for a lot longer than any other plants or animals that you've encountered so far.
And there is sometimes beauty in decay. So maybe they are just decaying beautifully.
Like Hot Long.
In the center of the grove, through a winding path, a very lightly winding path through the grove, you can see rising out of it several tiers of stone steps leading up to a Doric-style temple. The kind of like, if you're imagining the Parthenon, that classic Greek style, you're in the right area. Okay. It's at a distance, it looks normal-sized, but you know for a fact. You can see all of the different features. And once you know, you can kind of see it. It is quite obviously huge, just at a distance. And so the size makes it, yeah, you might think that it was sized for a normal person, but you know it's sized for giants.
Right, okay.
You make your way through that grove and up to the base of the temple. Scattered all around the temple, all over the steps and a little bit into this grove, you can see statues upon statues upon statues. They are mostly, not exclusively, but very mostly of glacial dwarves, frozen in like moments of horror captured upon them. Okay. They look like they're trying to flee from the temple, these statues.
They're not statues.
Can Teapot work their way around these glacier dwarves and just check to make sure client is not mixed in with them?
Well, you don't know what you're looking for.
Well, I'm looking for not the glacier dwarf.
Well, there are not glacier dwarves here. You see some elves, some regular dwarves, humans even, maybe an Ursican or two as well. You spot a bunch of other different races and mixes. They all look like, the glacial dwarves all kind of look like just locals, but those who are not glacial dwarves look like adventurers like yourselves.
Do they have consistent fashion choices? Meaning that is like some of them like have like really antique-y type of like old ass armor, and then some of them have like the hot shit new things. Or are they like kind of consistent in that maybe all of these guys were frozen or statuified at the same time?
Yeah,
you don't see anything that couldn't be current.
Are they frozen running away from the temple?
Away.
Frozen going into the temple.
Away.
And okay, that's
they
good
like
to hear.
Frozen, or are they like made out of stone?
Well, that's literally, that's an opinion piece there, because it's solid stone.
Solid stone.
It is within the realm of possibility. There is a lot of deep, none of them are evoking anything. Okay. It is very, very like, there's no like, oh, this only kind of just vaguely looks like a face. They're all very detailed, but that is not outside the realm of possibility.
They all look different.
What do you mean?
If you're making like statues, maybe you're a very talented person making this statue, maybe you take a couple shortcuts so that you make maybe the same face over and over again, or like you kind of repeat that because that's the process you're doing. But if they say, you know, just regular folk that have just been, I don't know, petrified, they will look different. Like everyone will look different.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you looking at them, you get the impression, you don't see any shortcuts being made, but you do see authorial intent. You can see an artistic streak to it. It's nothing is identical. There's no identical faces or stuff like that, but you see almost patterns and motifs weaved into it.
This is beauty in the art. Of sculpture.
This is definitely art.
This is art of...
But also potentially still people.
Yeah.
Definitely like fucking people, but intentionally petrified people. Teapot, hearing the, if you pass on sort of motif thing, Teapot will climb up one of the taller statues and see if they can like look over and see any particular pattern or whatever from the top of that...
Beauty, God, make beauty.
Getting a little bit of a higher vantage point, you can see that the statues are arranged in geometric patterns on the ground.
I guess cool. Like, kind of fucked up.
Sure,
Like, a Teapot will tap their little foot against the head of the person that they're on and be like, this definitely was a fucking person at some point.
And can ritual make stone? Ritual of stone, the dancing, the prayer, the praying, tapestry. They pray to the beauty god. The giants pray to the beauty god. Pray to the beauty god, make beauty death.
Possibly, but they all look scared. Yeah,
they're terrified. Yeah. This is not a party. This is an attempt to flee.
Like maybe they were like fleeing from what was coming or something, and then they got frozen. But like really fucking impressive that they are like a gym, or maybe they were moved in a way that made it.
No.
No.
I'm just, oh, do I think they would have been moved? I personally don't. Like, no.
Seems like a lot of fucking effort to move.
Do they look fused to the ground?
No. No. Okay. They're not fused to the ground.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Maybe it's one of those puzzles where we have to shift them around into like a new shape.
Is there one like a little slightly off in the pattern that could be shoved?
No, the pattern is perfect.
Yeah, pattern is perfect. Okay.
Someone solved a puzzle for us already. We're done. We solved your puzzle, Adam. I think we can go home now.
Yeah, fix that.
I don't tend to do visual puzzles if I can avoid it, as it doesn't work well in an audio medium.
That's fair.
From my higher vantage point, is there any tracks or signs of life?
The trails that led ahead of you went into the grove with you, and you see that they lead all the way up to the base of the steps, but then it's stone. There's not really much to track, unfortunately.
Right, okay. And there's like no snow that leaves patterns or anything?
No, there's no snow in the grove whatsoever.
No snow in the grove whatsoever. Is it warmer?
No, it doesn't feel warmer. There's just no snow
here.
There's
just no snow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't have access to the sky, right? We're indoors.
It's not that thick a grove. No, you do have access to the sky. And there's not much, but there is a little bit of a clearance around the temple. No, there's just no snow falling here.
Okay. We go uppy. I gesture with my jaw to the top of the temple.
Well, was it snowing outside of the grove?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it was snowing outside of the grove, but now that we're... I'm going to look up at the sky. Is the sky different inside the grove than it is outside of the grove?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Just no snow in this area.
No snow is falling here.
Fucking spooky.
Could I make some type of arcana check to see, like, on the outside of... you know, like, when you have rain and it's, like, it's actually raining and then you can walk to a little bit on the side and you're not raining anymore? Where that point is with the snow, is there any type of rune or change in the air or anything palpable?
You don't see any runes or any markings, but you do feel a palpable sense as you leave the grove, as you're stepping out. You do feel a change, not in temperature, but it feels like there's some magic upon the grove.
Jeez.
All right. I relay that to the group of... I don't think that, obviously it doesn't look natural, but I'm more than sure that there's something magical keeping either this place covered or affecting the outside, either one.
While you're doing that, Marvin, you wander away from the group a little bit, not out of, I'm assuming you're keeping each other in visual range.
Oh yeah, I'm splitting the party. I'm going back home.
The grove isn't big enough that you could really properly lose sight of each other anyway, so long as you don't wander to the other side of the fucking temple. Yeah. But you wander a little bit away from the party just to go investigate this. As you're doing that, you've made your assessment. You're like, there's some magical effect upon this grove. You call that back and you're walking back, and then a light breeze blows past you and you smell honey and creamy almonds. You look in the direction of there's a breeze wafting it towards you, and you see, a little man.
I love this little man.
Okay. Little chewinga.
It's looking at you from behind one of the trees, and it doesn't react as you look at it, but you haven't moved yet.
Are they in Princess Mononoke Kokoroks? Are they Koroks? Kokoroks?
They're chewingers. Chewingers.
Little nature spirits.
Yeah. Right. Little fey creatures.
Princess Mononoke. Yeah. Little rattleheads.
Yeah.
All right. Do I recognize, not me, but does Marvin recognize what these are?
Marvin understands it to be some sort of non-hostile fey.
I put out my hand in a very passive way. I drew a craft nature in my hand, something nice and beautiful. And I just say, hello, sorry to intrude. I'm Marvin.
When you put your hand up and then cast the spell, the chewinga...
Oh, I don't cast a spell. It's just saying, hello, I'm Marvin.
You did Druidcraft.
Oh, Druidcraft. Sorry. Yes, I did do a spell. I forgot.
What do you create with the Druidcraft?
Just some flowers, something nice, something that you don't look at the flower and go, wow, that's a shitty flower, or wow, that's a hostile, thorny flower.
Almond flower to match their smell.
Yeah, there we go. You just do a
yeah, matching the smell in return. Maybe a honeysuckle, a little bit of honey in there.
When you're done talking, the little chewing up puts up its hand, obviously imitating you. Does the every motion you did, it copies, and then but there's no magic to it. It doesn't cast the spell. Yeah. It just copies what you're doing, and then it stops. And I think the last thing you did was like kind of put your hand on your chest, and it puts its hand on its chest, and you hear like a little chime that it is obviously making this noise. Mm-hmm. You hear a little chime, and then a breeze brushes against you again. The two of you can see that that Marvin has stopped and is doing something.
Do the Twingas have any black spots?
Well, they're entirely black. Yeah, it's an entirely black creature with a little white mask.
Sorry, do they look like they have corruption?
Hard to say. You're not very close. It doesn't seem like it.
What's the vibe check, Adam? Are they fucked up or not?
It's hard to say without getting closer and inspecting it.
Okay. I will walk up cautiously.
If you take a step forward, it turns and runs. Mm. It's not very fast. Yeah. You can follow it if you want.
No, I don't want to chase it down. I want it to feel like it's hostile. Does it look like it's fleeing, or does it look like it wants me to follow it?
It doesn't. Can't tell, unfortunately. When that happens, you spot at least six others that you hadn't seen leaping from hidden points and also running after that first one in the same direction.
Adorable. All right. Everyone, I found some foresty spirits here. They seem to be passive.
Interesting.
They responded in kind of what I was doing, so they don't seem erratic like the other things we were seeing.
Mimic.
Hmm? Mimic. Mimic. Yes. Mimicry. Absolutely. Okay.
Do we know what they are from vague descriptions?
Bad boy card for Adam.
Not at all.
Ah, that would have been helpful earlier. Something useful to the players breaks.
Ooh.
Not the dogs.
But unfortunately, no one here knows anymore. They just seem like passive, definitely not hostile fey creatures. You get no impression of hostility from them, and you know of no creature that looks like this that is hostile. So, at worst, they're indifferent to you.
Okay.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Because, clearly this is the source of all the fucked upery, but the fact that there is, not fucked up shit here is, kind of encouraging.
Do we hunt down?
No. Okay. We need to find our client. We need to find, and maybe because they have answers for us that we could figure out.
Then we go up.
Into the... This is more of a question for Hotlong than it is our DM. Yes. Can we go quietly into the temple?
I am currently swaddled onto a bear.
That's actually correct.
I cannot move.
Is Mangle going to come with us into this temple, or are they sort of like, this is where my job description ends?
Yeah. And also,
I will wait outside for you because we did pay him for the return trip and I am not letting that money get away. So, but they are not maybe coming in to do investigation with us.
There's also the dogs and the sled.
Oh, right. So, someone's going to have to wait back anyway to take care of them. And if Hot Longs is imprisoned, they cannot do that. So. Mm. Marvin, would you be able to hold Hot Longs?
I mean, I'm about the same size. You can walk alongside me. I can't baby Bjorn, or I'm just going to be...
I'm okay.
Mangle slowly lets you out of the baby Bjorn.
We go uppy?
Yes, I think we go uppy.
We go uppy.
We stay here.
No, we'll go uppy.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.